Why had Sauron not heard of the Shire? The Nazgul spent a long time searching for it, but it had existed for centuries by then. Was its location really such a big secret? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover the best in fantasy books and TV shows. The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher and more. Welcome. It's one of the most nagging questions from The Lord of the Rings. How did Sauron not know where the Shire was? The Nazgul were sent out seeking the Shire, but it took them a while to track it down, a delay that ultimately proved vital. The Black Riders arrived at Bag End just as Frodo was leaving. If they had arrived the previous day, or even a few hours earlier, they would have caught Frodo alone in Bag End with the ring, and no one to protect him. Gandalf was off in Rohan, capturing Shadowfax, and they hadn't met Aragorn yet. So why didn't Sauron know about the Shire? It's nearly 20,000 square miles big. That's nearly 50,000 square kilometres. Yes, I know that's bigger than many of us imagine, but it's based on Tolkien's own maps. Maybe I'll cover that in another video someday. In any event, it's indisputable that Sauron didn't know where the Shire was. He sent the Nazgul off to find it with only the vaguest of directions. So let's start by going way back to the year 1050 of the Third Age. After his defeat at the end of the Second Age, when the ring was cut from his finger, Sauron lost his ability to take on a physical form. When he resurfaced in 1050 under the guise of the Necromancer, it was to take up residence in the old elven fortress soon renamed Dol Guldur in southern Mirkwood. He was biding his time, regaining his strength and powers, but obviously his main focus was on finding the One Ring. That would be the easiest and quickest way for him to regain his strength, after all, and he didn't want anyone else finding it and using it. In this light, the choice of Dol Guldur was not a coincidence. The ring was last seen in the Gladden Fields in the Anduin River Valley, just to the west of Mirkwood. He might not have known exactly where it was, but this was close. He was right to think it was there, of course. That's where Deagol and Smeagol found it much later, though Smeagol, becoming Gollum, took it westwards into the Misty Mountains rather than eastwards into Mirkwood. And it is Gollum we can later thank for telling Sauron about Baggins and the Shire. Some time after Bilbo had taken the ring from Gollum, or if you rather, the ring decided to abandon Gollum and attach itself to Bilbo, Gollum started trying to track Bilbo down, tracing his route through Mirkwood as far as Dale and the Lonely Mountain, and then back again through Mirkwood. He took his time, listened, spied, snuck, and eventually learned that at the end of his adventure, Bilbo had set off home again to the Shire. However, Sauron was at that time calling and tugging all dark things, drawing them to Mordor, and Gollum, forever bonded to the ring even when he didn't possess it, found himself heading south and east rather than west where the ring actually was. He was captured, tortured, and Sauron eventually learned that the One Ring was in the Shire. Gollum must have told him still more of the story, for Sauron sent an emissary to the Lonely Mountain, to the dwarves who had been with Bilbo on his adventure, seeking information about a hobbit who was a thief. The dwarves obviously didn't say anything, and Sauron's usual network of spies in the west were being disrupted by a combination of the Dunedain Rangers and Saruman, who was secretly working against Sauron to find the ring for himself. So Sauron sent the Black Riders out to continue the hunt on horseback, and it's clear they had literally no idea where the Shire was other than vaguely north and west of Mordor. They searched the Anduin Valley, which is a reasonable place to start, but the Shire wasn't there. So they went to Isengard to ask Saruman. He told them that only Gandalf knew where the Shire was, and that Gandalf had just escaped him. So they headed into Rohan to search for Gandalf. They instead found Grima Wormtongue, who begged for his life to be spared and gave them directions to the Shire. Happily for them, they encountered another of Saruman's spies en route and relieved him of his map and description of the Shire. So it was that Camul, one of the Nazgul, entered Hobbiton on the 23rd of September 3018 in the Third Age, seeking Baggins, the very day that Frodo left. It was a very, very close-run thing. If the Dunedain Rangers holding the Sarn Ford had not held the Nazgul back for the few hours they did, or if Saruman hadn't lied to them, or if they had happened slightly earlier upon Grima when searching for Gandalf, or had any one of dozens of other small details been slightly different, they would have got to Hobbiton in time. But the biggest difference, of course, would have been if Sauron or any of his advisers knew where the Shire was when he first heard of it from Gollum a year or so before. So why didn't he know? Well, the first part of the answer is probably the most straightforward. It was such a backwater in Middle-earth life and politics that it wasn't just Sauron who hadn't heard of it. Almost no one had. At least no one east of the Misty Mountains. That mountain range really does cut Middle-earth in two. There were very few passes, and people and information rarely passed either way. Treebeard, for example, had never heard of the Shire. Smaug didn't know about hobbits, and even much closer to home, the trolls that Bilbo encountered didn't know what hobbits were either, and so on. The Shire was self-governing, didn't engage in geopolitics, and hobbits rarely ventured out beyond their borders. It was a rural backwater. So that's the first reason. The second is that the Shire had been protected. The rangers of the north, the Dunedain, had taken seriously their inheritance of protecting the settlements of the former kingdom of Arnor, even generations after the kingdom fell. And they did this in secret, so no one knew that there was a protective force around the Shire and Bree and places like that. But if any evil or wild creature came close, it was dealt with swiftly. So although dwarves and men and even elves and wizards sometimes passed through or nearby, none of Sauron's allies ever did, or lived to return to tell others. This protection was only increased over time, and was focused ever more around the Shire in particular, as Gandalf became more and more concerned about the magic ring that Bilbo had found. Third, there are hints dotted around Tolkien's writings that the Shire and hobbits weren't just a random rural backwater, but that there was something more powerful going on there. Gandalf mentions in passing that there is a power in Rivendell to withstand the might of Mordor for a while, and elsewhere other powers still dwell. There is power, too, of another kind in the Shire. Gandalf doesn't elaborate on this, but it's hard not to note how Gandalf, who sees things and understands things that few others in Middle-earth do, has a particular soft spot for the Shire and hobbits. He visits there much more regularly than you might expect for such an obscure part of the world, even before the ring is there. And it's hard not to notice how the hobbits and their kin, Frodo, Bilbo, Sam, and even Sméagol, given the length of time he had the ring, have an innate resistance to its power. It's educated guesswork, but perhaps hobbits and the Shire, having something of a resistance to the lure of the ring, were therefore more hidden in a magical sense. Certainly, even when Bilbo had the ring, life in the Shire carried on pretty much as it did before. There were no clues to anyone that such a powerful magical item was there. And perhaps there is also something to the fact that their land was bordered by Tom Bombadil's domain, which definitely did have some impressive and bewildering defences. Or maybe that is just Tom being impressive and bewildering. I've done a video on him if you're interested. So the Shire was protected and hidden by geography, the hobbits' lack of engagement with the outside world, the rangers, and perhaps some power of its own, as Gandalf hints. But ultimately, I suspect that there is a very ironic reason why Sauron had never heard of the Shire, despite having lived, in the grand scheme of things, not too far from it for such a long time. The Shire only existed because Sauron was looking for the ring. Let me explain. Way back when Sauron first started looking for the ring and he set up a base in Dol Guldur, he sent his minions out into the Vale of Anduin and the shadow started to grow in the area. The residents of the Anduin Valley at this point were a short, homely race of people who later became known as hobbits. Fearful of this new threat and always wanting a safe, easy life, they slowly emigrated en masse westwards, and after a few centuries in the year 1601 of the Third Age, they settled in the area that became known as the Shire. If Sauron had never set up camp in southern Mirkwood, and if the shadow had not fallen over the region, the hobbits would probably never have travelled west and settled in what they named the Shire. So it really was Sauron's own remorseless searching for the ring that led to it ending in the one place he didn't know to look, or even know where it was. But for Sauron, the Shire would never have even existed. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.